Today is Monday, September 14th, 2009. Beautiful day here in California. I hope it was nice where you are, too. Very powerful day, actually. Today is a 10 of clubs and an 8 of diamonds. Two very, very powerful cards. And anyone born today is going to feel compelled to manifest success in their life in a big way. Not that everybody will, but they're going to feel compelled and highly intelligent. This is Virgo and 10 of clubs. So clubs and Virgo are compatible. They're like the same thing. The two suits for Mercury are Virgo and Gemini. And clubs who are Mercury or Virgo or Gemini are especially powerful. And then the ruling card today is an 8 of diamonds. So 2 out of 3 cards in the crown line are involved in today's birthday. So it's not surprising that a lot of people would be, you know, make it with this birthday. We have people like Faith Ford. We have Amy Winehouse. Pop singer Ayo, rapper Nas, Kimberly Williams Paisley, Adam Lamberg, Kate Millett. Let's see, I have some Mary Crosby, who was daughter of Bing Crosby. Let's see, anybody else? Sam Neill, one of my favorite actors, Sam Neill, who played in Jurassic Park and many other movies. So you have here highly intelligent, doesn't have to be an entertainment, but certainly could be an entertainment. No reason why it wouldn't be an entertainment. We just had an exciting weekend. We had our annual Magi Fellowship. Those of you who really find a connection with the cards, feel like you want to make it part of your life's work in some way, may want to consider the Magi Fellowship. We're up to 17 members now and growing every year. It's a place where you can be trained, you can learn, you can be trained and certified by me and others that I've trained and certified. You really learn how to do incredible readings. That's how you graduate in the Magi Fellowship. We had 6 people who graduated yesterday. Congratulations to all of you. It's a beautiful weekend. It was Jack of Clubs Day. It was a perfect day for to have an initiation. So today's topic, we don't have any other announcements that I can think of. Today's topic is about using the cards for your life. And this question comes up a lot with people. So it's a great question to get into. Before I start, I want to say, those of you who are listening tonight, we have a little class or a talk in the beginning. It can go anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes. And then after that, we take a short break. And we open up our phone lines for questions and answers. And that's when you can call in. You can call in before then if you want to make sure you get to be able to talk. But that's when we officially open up the phone lines. And basically we do readings with a few breaks between then and the end of the show. So if you're thinking about calling in and asking a question, you might want to call in soon if you want to make sure you get in. Some people will say it's a little harder to get in lately. Okay, so I'm going to assume here that you know how to find your yearly spreads. You have the Cards of Your Destiny book or one of my other books, which describes how to do that. And you want to know how to get the most out of it. You know, people call me and they see really difficult cards sometimes and they get concerned. They want to know, is it really going to be that bad? Or they have really good cards and they want to know, how can I take better advantage of it? So the cards represent, it's really hard to explain exactly how they work. I mean, I could show you exactly how the spreads are calculated and you would say, oh, that's very interesting, but it still wouldn't answer the question, how does it work so well? How is it so accurate for predicting and displaying what's going on with people? Let's just assume, though, for a moment that it is. But even though the cards are always right on, there is a lot of different interpretations that can be given to a particular card in a particular position. I mean, we can make some general assumptions about a card, but if we don't know something about the person who we're reading for, we could never really be totally accurate in doing a prediction. That's why when you call in tonight for a question, I will probably ask you a couple questions before I start. Just hearing your voice on the phone sometimes clues me in a little bit as to you and helps me to predict better. Just hearing your voice, and because the voice conveys a lot of things. It conveys an energy level. It can often convey an attitude, a general attitude about the situation that you're calling about. I utilize all that because I know these cards can mean many different things. So, but the best way to use the cards for your own personal use is to, first of all, be somewhat clear about knowing where do you want to go. Like, what do you want your life to be? Is there a direction to your life? Are there goals you want to accomplish? There's no real should about life. You can have it any way you want it, but you got to be clear, because in order to utilize the cards, you have to know where you want to go. You have to know enough about your life to know what you would like to happen. Maybe you're single and you know you want to have a relationship. Or maybe you're in a relationship and you know you want to be out of it. Maybe you're living somewhere and you know you want to move. Maybe the work you're doing is not fulfilling right now. You know you want something different or better. Just knowing that, you have to have some idea of what you plan or want to do in the coming year or two. Then you look at the cards, and the cards can become like a roadmap. And I laugh when I say that because a couple of members of the fellowship this past weekend used that word roadmap a lot when they were talking about their cards and about the cards in general, about what the cards can do. And it was amazing to see that, you know, several people looked at the cards as being a roadmap. And indeed, that's what I see too. It's a roadmap. It's not a roadmap that tells you have to go a certain way, but it can tell you that there's an opportunity in your life to go a certain way. So I look at my cards every year and I say, like this year I have a 10 of spades long range, and I say, well, that could be really good if I want to work hard and have some success. So I immediately, you know, as the year began, I began to set into motion some things that would bring more success to me in my business, in my life, you know, in a general way and also in a very specific way. This is how you use the cards. You don't look for the cards to tell you what's going to happen and what you need to do. You have to first look inside and ask yourself, what do you want to do? And then utilize the cards to have that happen in your life. That's a very important distinction. That's something that a lot of people don't understand about the cards. And even when I'm talking to you, when people call in, you know, I'm giving a reading, I know that it's more important to know what a person wants than what the cards say. And once I know what they want in their life, where they're headed, their goals, their directions, their dreams, then I can direct them. Now, the long range card in your yearly spread is neither positive nor negative. Maybe you've heard this, maybe you haven't, but it's in the book, it talks about it. It's essentially a neutral card. So it doesn't really have a bad meaning, and it doesn't have a great meaning. So even if you had a card like a 7 of spades or a 6 of spades or a 9 of spades or 7 of clubs, it doesn't mean bad. Okay? So here's one thing. Here's one card that's very important. It's the most important card of the year that you do not have to ascribe one meaning or the other. You can say, okay, if you had a 7 of clubs long range, for example, you could say, well, I don't want this to be a year of being depressed and unhappy. So I'm going to have this be a year for me of spiritual, a lot of spiritual knowledge, a lot of contact with new spiritual information and subjects, which is the high side of the Seven of Clubs. Always look at your Jupiter card every year, because if you're interested in money, and most people are interested in having more money, the Jupiter card, generally the one for every year, points to generally what you can do to generate more income in your life. Whatever your Jupiter card is each year, think about perhaps doing something in that line of work, whatever it's pointing to, in order to generate more income in your life for this current year, because that's how it works. The Jupiter card is it's a blessed card, and it tends to have financial blessings. So you want to utilize that if you can. Look at your environment card every year. If you have one, most people have an environment card. Look at it, and look at it as a source of blessings, a source of support, a source of help. It could be a person that you know, or it could be an occupation. It could be and when I say occupation, I mean just something that you do, not necessarily a career change, choice, but just what you do to occupy your time. It could just be something that you do. But whatever the environment card is, always beneficial. So when you look at just the Jupiter card and the environment card, you got two really good cards to look at that are always interpreted on the positive side. There is no such thing as a negative environment card or a negative Jupiter card. The same holds true for the result card of the year. The result card is always a positive, and it's really good to look at the result card and ask yourself, when you're starting the year out, look at it and go, that's kind of where I'm headed. Can I relate to that card? Can I see that this card describes to me something about what it is that I say I want in my life at this time in my life? Okay? It should. I mean, maybe you can't see it, though. Sometimes in the very beginning of the year, we can't really see exactly what we would want. And it might take a few periods to pass before you really get the whole picture of exactly what you want. But the environment card is what we end up with. The result card. It's what we end up with at the end of the year. And it's always positive, even though during the year it can be challenging. Only challenging because there are some things that have to change in our life if we want to have the thing that we say we want that's different than what we have right now. So life is always changing, but change for a lot of people is very uncomfortable. If you don't want to change, you're probably not going to have anything different in your life. I mean, that's fairly logical. Anybody could see that. The Pluto card and the result card for the year will tell you about the changes you'll be making this year. And you should keep changing, because it's healthy to be open to growth, to evolution. So basically, those are some of the tips about how to look at the yearly spread. Say, okay, what's coming up for me? But even your Saturn card, you don't have to necessarily look at it as a negative thing. I've had the experience myself, and I know lots of other people who have, who had a really scary-looking Saturn card, but nothing really happened in the Saturn period. As a matter of fact, it turned out to be a very good and productive period. It wasn't negative like you would expect it to be. Because sometimes we evolve and we grow beyond the place that we were in our life about a certain topic, and we're able to experience a Saturn card and experience it as a positive thing as opposed to a negative. So always be open, this is my suggestion. Be open that things could turn out better than you think. Don't be so hung up on your negative interpretation of whatever card you have, but be open also to a positive interpretation that could happen as just as easily. And just sometimes it only requires us to keep an open mind to create a space for that to happen in our life. Okay? So you'll hear me when I talk to people, when I answer the phone here in a few minutes, and I talk to guests who come on the show. You'll hear me do some of this with them on the phone, because this is how I use the cards, and this is how I promote it to people. I promote it as a really good thing, a way to plan. But the last thing I want to say is that the element that has to be there is us. I mean, it's not going to happen all by itself. It's not going to happen just because the card is there. Nothing could happen. I mean, you could have a year that just nothing shows up. It always requires our participation. So it's important that you know that, that you know that your participation in your life and being willing and ready to take action about the things that you say you want in your life is an absolute necessity. Without that, the cards will just be a pipe dream and nothing will come of it. It'll just be something that could have happened but never did. I can tell you, I've seen plenty of examples of people that had incredible cards, didn't act on it, didn't really take it to heart, and nothing happened. Okay? So there you have it. For me, the cards have always been right. I've always gotten what I wanted from them because I always took it as something I had to do. I said, well, I have to do this, and in order to have this happen, I'm ready to do what I have to do. And I did. And they've always been amazing, the things that have happened in my life. You can have the same experience just by following those tips that I just gave you. Okay? Okay, great. Now we're going to take a break. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Om Namah Shivaya from my CD, Bhakti Rock. If you'd like to get a copy of that, you can go to my website. There's some instructions on that on the main homepage there about how to get one if you're interested. When we come back, we're going to be taking your calls. We have, looks like, three ladies online, Kelly, Amy, and looks like Amy's husband, I guess. Or no. Yeah, could be. We'll see. I'll find out. Anyway, right after Om Namah Shivaya, we'll be right back with your calls. Be right back. That was Om Namah Shivaya from my CD Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed that. Our first caller is calling all the way from Massachusetts, where it's quite late. Her name is Kelly. She's a 77. Her birthday is July 8th, 1976. Are you there, Kelly?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks for being so patient.
No problem. Thanks for taking my call.
And what can I help you with tonight?
Yeah, so I had some questions specifically about my yearly spread.
Uh-huh.
I've had your books for the past almost 2 years, and I've followed it a lot, and I'm just completely amazed how it's turned out in my life through the years.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, this year, and particularly with the Nine of Spades and Mars section, I'm really curious as to what type of ending is going to be coming up.
Yes. Well, do you have any inkling of that yet?
No. And, you know, the only thing I could think about is possibly my job, but
mm-hmm.
I started a new job just only 6 months ago. But how I was kind of determining that was back when I was 20 and 24, I had a Nine of Spades both in the Mars period. And both of those times I had very prominent endings. When I was 20, I had to unexpectedly drop out of college, and that was a huge ending. And then when I was 24, I actually graduated college during that time.
Well, Mars is considered to be somewhat of a negative influence.
Mm-hmm.
It's Saturn and Mars are the two malefic. So the potential for something negative to show up is greater in
mm-hmm.
Mars than it would be in any other period having
and
a
that's
nine.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And generally, it usually involves men or organizations run by men, though not, it doesn't have to, but it usually does. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a Three of Hearts there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious if you could tell what's going on in your love life, because that may have something to do with it.
Yeah, I don't have one at the moment, so that's why I kind of ruled that out. I'm not dating, so.
Okay. Well, but see, there's lots of time for something to happen.
Okay.
You know, I mean.
Even in a month's time?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how. Are you really slow? I mean, you know, people can show up in your life. You can just, they can not be there one day and show up the next, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how it can happen. I'm not saying it's going to, but
okay.
I wouldn't be too concerned about it. If you don't see anything that's really clear that you think it could be right now, the best attitude is just to be open and see what shows
mm-hmm.
up. Now, there's always the possibility that the nine could be a positive nine, and do you know what that would be if it was a positive nine? Do you know how you would interpret that if it was turning out
well,
to be...
I'd have to interpret, you know, if something were to end, it was supposed to end, and I was going to start something new.
Well, that's one way,
but I don't know what that ending would be.
Nines can also represent fulfillment, which means, like, you could achieve something that you've wanted for a very long time.
Wow.
That's also a possibility with nines, okay?
Okay.
So I would keep, at this point, just based on what you've told me, I think you just keep your mind open and see what happens. I wouldn't try so hard to figure it out. I would just let it happen and then be open to see what comes from that. That would be my suggestion.
It would definitely have something to do with sort of a heart situation since the
variable
is the heart, so it's not really job-related. I just didn't
it could be.
Yeah,
I mean, you could. You might have. Do you have friends?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could get into a thing with a couple of your friends and get stuck between them, Three of Hearts, not know which one to side with, and then end up being disappointed. I mean, that's a possible interpretation, but it's really way too early to tell. And you have you have very good underlying cards with that nine. You have a Queen of Spades, so I get the feeling it's not going to be anything real negative.
Real negative, okay.
And if I were you, I'd be focusing on your Jupiter card anyway. I wouldn't even be looking at that Mars card.
And which card?
Your Jupiter card, Eight of Diamonds.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's actually someone I know as well. It's the planetary ruler of somebody
who's
a very positive influence in my life right now. So I kind of saw it as that as well.
Yeah, could be, but let's hope that it also manifests on a more mundane level as well.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with having a little extra money.
That always helps. The other thing is, you know, I'm really looking forward to making a move at some point. And, you know, sort of my outlook is I really would love to make a move by my next birthday, so, you know, by the summer.
Well, I actually limit people to one question on the call.
Oh, so
I won't be addressing that tonight, but you're welcome to call back. But you know the cards as well as I do, and you see you have a five spades in Uranus. So, you know, I think you can handle that one anyway.
Handle something coming up. Okay, all right.
All right, Kelly?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks for being my guest tonight. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next up is Amy from Pittsburgh. If I have her birthday correct, it's November 27th, 1972. Are you there, Amy?
Yes, I'm here, Robert.
So we're not clear about your question. Maybe you can help clarify that for me.
Yep, I've got a love question.
Okay.
A year ago, okay, I'm an 8 of clubs. Here's my story, but it's quick. A year ago, my husband and I got and chatted, and my spiritual... The thing that brought us together is our spiritual beliefs, but mine have changed, and so we were just kind of staying together for the kids kind of thing. I was kind of in denial for a year, but I'm at a point where I'm accepting it, where that we might get a divorce, or it's very probable in the springtime.
Yeah.
I do have, so do you see that? In the
well, you have a Five of Hearts Pluto. And you have a Seven of Hearts displacement, so you have a lot of you've been having a lot of emotional stuff this year, you know,
and I do
challenging
have a friend.
Feelings. Okay. You're not a person who changes relationships real quickly, you know.
Yeah, it takes me a little time.
You're.
But I change, and that's the good thing.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. Even you're the one, you know. I'm just saying how it is for you. So it's never, the point I'm making is it's never like a real easy thing for you to just switch or to divorce or something like that. Do you understand?
Right.
But
but
sometimes it is the thing to do. You know, sometimes it is.
Mm-hmm.
So your Pluto card is the Five of Hearts, which means, you know, thinking about changing and all this is really challenging for you. And yes, it could happen. The Seven of Hearts displacement usually means that we're feeling afraid, like, you know, concerned about whether we get enough love, you know, how things are going to turn out emotionally. That's usually what that card represents.
Okay.
So.
And I had. Go ahead.
What's your husband's birth? What's his cards? Is he the July 17th?
Yeah.
16. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So how long have you been married? I'm just curious.
13 years.
Oh. And how has that been?
It's been great up until a year ago when I told him my beliefs. But, you know, I heard you today on archives say, tell the audience about your test question for the Magi group, that what does a Jack of Clubs have in surprise for his wife, or something like that. And that it's that he's very controlling. And this is surprises me because he is not controlling at all.
Well, I think he comes more from his Queen of... I think he might be coming more from his Queen of Spades ruling card, your husband.
Okay.
But I think that the potential is still there, and I think you may get a glimpse of it when you start, if you initiate this divorce process.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's just to be aware of. I'm not saying he's definitely going to do it, but just be prepared for the possibility of him showing up a much different person than you're used to.
Okay.
That happens almost with every man when they get divorced. I mean... Once a guy knows you're definitely leaving, they really, and that would happen if you were the man too. I mean, It's just like
right.
Everybody's just going for what, say, well, I'm going to keep what's mine, you keep what's yours, and don't take anything of mine. You know, it just gets really ugly. So be prepared for that.
Okay. All right.
So,
well, thank you so much.
I don't know. I think this is a good thing for you. I mean, I don't know if you guys, why getting divorced just because your beliefs don't line up? I don't know if that's really a good reason, but if it is, if you
Well, go ahead.
If you guys say it's a good reason, I guess it is, but sounds kind of mamby-pamby.
Yeah, it's something severe to him, though. I'm now an enemy.
Well,
because of that. So it's a very serious thing in his
Wouldn't that be mind. A form of control?
I don't know.
You know, like, it's got to be this way or else, you know, like that. Anyway, something to think about. You're going to be okay either way.
Yeah.
And I wish you well.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Amy, thanks for being my guest. Have a great night.
Okay, have a good night. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, it's time for a short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Della, Patricia, and Margaret. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Sri Ram. Sri Ram from Bhakti Rock. Be right back after that song.
Ram, hey Sita, drum. Hey, Hanuman, Lakshmana Ram. Hey, Raja Ram. Jai Jai Ram. Radhe Shyam. Raghupati.
Welcome back. That was Sri Ram from Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed it. Our next caller is from Arizona. Her name is Della. She's a King of Diamonds, Eight of Clubs. January 14th, 1955. Are you there, Della? How are you, Della?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm good.
Good.
What's on your mind this evening?
I'm real new to your system, so I did my release spread, and I'm just in the process of learning, but I'm looking right now at determining some changing in my life from my current employment situation into creating another avenue for myself, and I just would like to have some clarifications possibly on some components of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're in the most difficult period of the year right now, which begins on mm-hmm. August 10th and goes until October 1st. And you have some very difficult cards there. Has it been difficult?
Yes. I didn't want to give energy to that, so I got clarification.
Well, you know, it's okay. I mean, we're not going to, like, focus on the negative, but we need to acknowledge what's true, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know. See, when you have a 9 in Saturn, generally speaking, there's an ending that has to take place that you don't want to have take place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're pretty stubborn. You know that? You know, you're powerful and you usually get your way. And if something's changing and you don't want it to change, even though you might be wrong about it, you might put up a big fuss and, you know, it could be more difficult than it normally would be for somebody else,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a time for you of necessary change, necessary letting go. I think it's your job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think you've had it too long or something. So, and I can tell that you're worried.
It's only been a couple of years, but it's yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you're worried about it, but you know, this is going to be over on October 1st, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got a feeling that not having this job is actually has some really good things for you that either you already know but you won't admit it or you don't want to or you haven't seen it because you've been too worried. I'm not sure. Either one.
No, I know that. To be true, you know, as far as letting go of this situation and moving on, I guess I'm waiting for the clarification of all the components and for it to live.
Well, what do you mean by components? You use that word. What do you mean by, what the heck do you mean by that?
All the pieces that I guess I'm waiting for all to come together for what I want to do.
Well,
in the journey,
okay, so let me help you here. When it's time for an ending, it's not always time for a new beginning.
Okay.
So you have to honor the ending time and not be so concerned about what next so quickly. Do you understand?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you're getting too much into like what's next, it'll drive you crazy. It'll show up. It may take a little longer. If you don't know exactly what it is right now, that's okay. It's not really time maybe to know. It's time just to have the ending. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely it does.
You know, so honor this time that you're going through right now as an ending and do it in the best way you can. Like, you know, do this ending in the most honorable way that you know how so that you don't carry anything with you into your next place that you're going to be going to.
Mm-hmm.
See? You want to just do it?
When I switch into my next, after the 1st of October.
Well, you know, I see that this is a necessary change for you. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all going to be okay? It's all going to work out. Have you ever thought about having your own business?
That's when I say the components, that's exactly what it is.
And that's what's going to happen, okay?
Moving to. Mm-hmm.
Della,
mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. And people who start their own business, it's a little scary at first, and there's a lot of uncertainty because you don't know if it's going to actually work or not, but you needed to do this for a long time. You're the king of business, for goodness sakes. You understand? That's your card.
Yes, I do. When I started reading the cards, I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, every king of diamonds either has their own business or they need to get their own business. See?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you need to have it done your way, and you have the potential. Bill Gates is the king of diamonds, okay?
Oh,
okay. So keep that in mind. You're in good company, okay?
Okay.
This is all going to work out, Della.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Even though it's scary and you're not going to be able to control every element of it, it's all going to work out.
Yay! I'm ready for that.
Yeah, that's right. It's good news. All right. Thanks for calling tonight, and call me back after this transition or something and let me know what's going on.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night, Della.
Night.
Bye-bye. Yes. Well, I mean, I talked earlier about, you know, having difficult cards in Saturn. Well, Della's got quite a little pile here. Nine of spades, three of clubs, underlying the nine of spades is a five of diamonds. There's also an eight of diamonds with nine of spades in her ruling cards, but she's got two nines of spades. You know this is definitely going to happen for her, but I see it to be a good thing. Absolutely. Okay, next up is Patricia from San Jose. She is a Sagittarian, I believe, December 20th, 1949. Are you there, Patricia?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for being patient.
Hi.
So, what's on your mind this evening, Patricia?
Well, I'm new to all of your material. I just discovered your website a couple of weeks ago, and I figured out my Jack of Hearts is my birth card, and I've got the Ace of Diamonds for this year, 2009.
Yeah.
And now I have the 52-week period, and what I've noticed in the last couple of months since I've discovered your website is something always happens around the 52-week card.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the 52-day card.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just really curious as to how to hold all three. And I've been undergoing a lot of changes, and my life has been very still and quiet. So I'm just curious as to how to hold all these things, how to look at
it. So what is it, if you can be more specific, what is it you want help learning how to hold? I don't get it.
Well, looking at the fact that I was born with a Jack of Hearts.
Right.
And how that means, and then when I look at the Ace of Diamonds for this year, How does that blend in for this year? And then,
well, you don't blend in your yearly card with your birth card. The yearly card is just what it is, okay? And, you know, it has a meaning unto itself, separate from and not connected to your birth card, okay? So Ace of Diamonds long range means either I'm wanting to start making more money, or I'm motivated, or I start a new job, okay? You had an Ace of Diamonds also in your last period in Saturn. Are you experiencing some challenges around money this year?
Yeah, everything is, like, different.
Well, I'm saying that normally an Ace of Diamonds in Saturn would mean there's a sense of, wow, I don't know if I have enough money or not. There's a sense of limitation.
It's stretched.
Yeah. So, but see, this same Ace of Diamonds has been there to motivate you to try something new and different.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're another one of these cards. It's what we call fixed. So you don't make changes all that easy either. Like the last lady I spoke to on the phone, certain cards are really fixed and solid and dependable, but it's hard for them when changes come up. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And that's what's going on for you. This is a change year for you. Now, right now you have a six of spades in the current period. Okay, it just began. And this is an opportunity for you, if you're open to it and if you're looking for it, for you to find something more significant to do in your life as an occupation, something that would have more meaning to you. Do you understand?
Right.
Unless you're married and your husband supports you and you don't really need money or anything, that's what these cards, there's an opportunity there being presented to you by these cards.
And
all
it looks like what it says on the Six of Spades is that it's a card of fate. So something coming my way that I don't see yet?
Well, I don't know if you may or may not have seen it yet, but Six of Spades has a deeper meaning that you would find the work you were meant to do.
Okay.
And then you have faith in following that.
Okay.
See, but first you find it. So just be listening and see what shows up. Are you open to something new?
Oh, I totally am. I had a career, and it due to disability, it ended in 2000. And ever since then, I've been disabled, and I found a whole new spiritual side to life and a whole new calling, but I don't know what I'm supposed to be yet. It's like I've been looking my entire life for what it is that I'm really supposed to do.
Okay, so all you have to do in this period is and be happy that you're out of Saturn now.
It was a rough period.
The hard period. Things are lighter now. Be just open to receive guidance, okay?
Yes.
That's all you have to be thinking about. Okay, you just say, you know, maybe you pray, I pray, and I would just say,
yes.
God, show me what there is that you want me to know. Show me what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm ready to do it. And watch what happens.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's where I'm at.
Okay, good. Well, I appreciate having you as my guest.
Thank you, Robert.
And check back in with us later and let us know how things are going, Patricia.
I'll be right now heading to your books. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next guest is Margaret from somewhere in California, July 16th, 1958. Are you there, Margaret?
I am. Hi, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Same here. What can I do for you tonight?
I'm really unhappy with that Ace of Spades as my result card. And I also have an Ace of Spades in my Ace of Clubs, my personality card in Jupiter. And that's when I'm supposed to fly in January. And I just wanted to know if you think I can fly this year, or do things not look good? Or
so tell me why you're so afraid of the Ace of Spades.
I fear it. I fear that card, and I fear Nine of Hearts, of course. But I don't know. It's irrational, I suppose. That's why I needed you to dispel any disquieting thoughts I'm having.
Yeah, well, the Ace of Spades is a card of change. but not always a bad change. And especially, you know, a result card is always positive. Always.
Okay.
Did you hear me earlier? I said result cards are always positive.
I think I did. I just got home from school a little while ago, so I rushed to call you and see if I could get on, and
sure.
I'm nervous, so.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, result cards are always positive, so it's not like you're going to die from an Ace of Spades result, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be more like, wow, something new started in my life, and I'm so happy about it.
Okay. Yeah. And then because it's in the Jupiter period.
And Jupiter is always good, too.
Okay.
That could be like a new occupation. Like you might decide to do some writing then. Because there's a Three of Clubs there. That's the prominent card, the Three of Clubs, which is a writer's card, an author's card. Okay? So maybe in Jupiter you're going to start a new project of writing something.
Okay. Very good.
That's better than dying, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's okay if I go ahead and fly in January, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Have a good time.
You don't see anything.
Jupiter is probably the best time to fly, actually. The Jupiter period is, you know, one of the more blessed times of the year to travel. So I would highly recommend it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Margaret. It's a pleasure here, too. Have a nice evening.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we have Kelly and Colleen. And I think after that, we're done for the night. So we'll go ahead and take Kelly. Let's see. Kelly's birthday is September 29th. She's having a birthday soon, 1973. Are you there, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Robert.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty relaxed and happy, actually. Thanks for asking.
Oh, I'm really, really enjoying it. I've had your book for years, and I just kind of discovered the radio show, and I'm really, really having fun and listening to it. So,
oh, fantastic.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So did I get your birthday correct?
Yes.
And is my information correct that you have a potential boyfriend born on September 7th, 1968. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you're wanting to know if that's going to work out or not?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of get your input on it. The last couple years have been big for me in terms of focus. I feel like I'm finally ready to have a long-term partner. I'm kind of been trying all these different relationships, and he's just somebody who kind of just came into my life very suddenly and had a big impact on me, but I think the timing is not that great for him, and I'm not sure. It kind of feels like we might come back around, but I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts.
So when did you meet him, actually? I'm curious.
I met him on July 18th.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then I didn't hear from him for like a month, and I met him again in August, and we dated very briefly, and then it's just really bad timing for him. He's got all kinds of stuff going on, and endings and financial woes and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, well, the first thing is that, you know, you are in your Neptune period, so it's not a good time to really even analyze stuff, you know, Neptune. It's like the time of year that just kind of relax, take it easy, and don't take anything too seriously. Okay,
yeah.
That's general advice for everybody in Neptune is don't get too excited about who shows up or what happens. Now, this man, you've got good connections with him, okay? He's moon to you. I don't know if he would like being moon to you. Most men I've met of that birthday are very arrogant, you know?
Oh,
and he will not be able to dominate you like he tends to dominate everybody else. So I don't know, you know, it might be interesting. I would certainly take it slow and give it time to develop. I wouldn't just rush into anything. You know?
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
See, people born on that birthday.
I don't think I have a choice.
People born on that birthday think they're smarter than everybody else on the whole planet. Has that showed up yet with him?
No, he's pretty laid back. I think I'm, and I don't, maybe because he's got so many woes kind of going on right now, I'm not really seeing his full energy, but.
Are his woes from past relationships?
Yeah, he just had a lot of endings, from the market and otherwise, and he's really needing to kind of clean up things. It's not a great time. You're talking about endings and not a good time for beginnings, so.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious I just wonder if it was a relationship that he's all, or what, you know. So, I think if you wait till after your birthday, it's going to look a lot different. I will say that I don't get a good feeling about him for you. I don't think you have any trouble attracting men into your life, though.
Well, there's been a lot of people kind of floating around, and I think I'm just kind of not sure. Maybe I haven't met that person yet, but I really strongly feel like it's coming, and I'd really like to have a family, and I'm, you know, within the next year or so, and I kind
well,
of feel like
you
a
can,
lot of
you can
effort.
You can make that happen. You're the Eight of Hearts. You can do it. Okay. just make sure you pick the right guy to do it with, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Make sure he wants to do it, too. You know.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about him. The other thing I had a question is when you kind of because I'm starting a business this year and launching that, sometimes I look at the persona spreads, like whether it's the King of Hearts, which I think is a business, and the Queen of Hearts, which is relationship. And how accurate do you kind of find those in terms of, are there just key things that you would pull out to kind of,
I actually don't use personality cards anymore, and if I ever republish the book, I'm going to take them out of there.
Oh, okay.
I find that really the birth card and ruling card are the ones you need to pay attention to, and the personality cards can actually get people confused about stuff.
Okay,
so
okay.
I recommend you ignore those.
All right.
And just focus on your birth card and ruling card. That's the big picture.
Okay.
And your birthday is coming up pretty soon, so, you know.
I know. It looks like this stuff looks pretty good for starting a business. It's an online venture, so I'm kind of excited about that. It looks like I'm going to be working pretty hard, but.
Yeah, there's hard work, and I don't see you making a lot of money right off the bat, but it may lead to that in the future, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, just keep your sights set on what you really want, and it's all going to come about. I'm sure of it. You have the power. You're an eight.
Well, I think it's just become more important to me in the last. It's interesting. I think when I finally focused on it, it's definitely swimming around there. I'm just kind of. I think I get confused with all the different options. Darn,
well,
you're
probably getting tired of being the playgirl, and you want to kind of just settle in.
Yeah.
It's been fun, but now it's time to kind of slow down and settle in.
Exactly.
That's good. That's all good, you know. That's good.
Oh, so you don't get a good feeling on the four diamonds? Oh.
I don't know. He's Saturn to you next year. That's why I don't think it's going to be all that great if you guys continue. So, but we'll see. He is moon to you, so you would be the powerful one. He'd probably be your wife, you know, if you really wanted to. It depends on many things. I wouldn't hold my breath. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly, have a great night, and thanks for being my guest tonight.
You too. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, last caller tonight is Colleen from Massachusetts, January 30th, 1960.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it's
pretty good too.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Must be a little late out there, huh?
Linear time and myself are kind of like really irrelevant. So
okay.
I don't know. I just get stuck. I go up with one thing and then another, and things. You know how that goes.
Sure. So
right.
Did I get your birthday correct? Is it January 30th, 1960?
It is.
Okay. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I am finally ready for the best match for marriage and a long-term relationship. I mean, that's my question to you. I think the other stuff's already falling into place.
And haven't you met somebody this year?
I've met a variety of people, and I don't want to keep making mistakes. And by that, I mean I want to see and find joy and someone who really enjoys being with me and is loyal and will support me as I will them. You know, I mean, it will be equal in the sense of I'm not asking for anything that I certainly wouldn't be able to provide myself.
Yeah, well, the main thing is, first
pick,
of all,
don't
to get...
pick wrong.
Colleen?
Yes.
I think the most important thing is first to get really clear about where you want to go in your life, okay? And you may be very clear about that already, you know. Would you consider yourself a career woman?
I think that we all have paths, and I think that I have a path, but it is, and I know what that is, but it's not going to be... I don't want someone sitting at home and I'm going to be working 80 hours a week running around because my mind can't handle it. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in a soulmate that's going to work with me.
Are you aware that you did not answer my question?
I'm sorry?
Are you aware that you did not answer my question just now? I asked you if you were a career woman or not.
Right. And I thought my answer was clear.
No, it was unclear. I guess
it depends on what you mean by career.
How important is
it? I have a path. I have a journey. I have one child that is a priority. My priority is God, following the path set, the great mystery, all that is, whatever word you want to use for that, and to follow that, that's falling into place.
Are you saying that you have a religious or spiritual belief system that's important to you? Is that what you're saying?
Of course. It's already in play. And what I'm interested in now is finding, I know that I came in with the original instructions for myself, and I'm looking for my other half, not an illusion, not a delusion, not more heartache and more ego, you know, projections, nothing like that, and no games. And because of my history, everything was good and played out as it should be. And now I know what I want to play out. I just don't necessarily, I have opportunities, but I don't necessarily trust my ability to be able to pick.
Right. Well, you know, this system is very good at pinpointing how people really are. You might want to get like a relationship report from my website about any potential person you're looking at. It'll tell you everything before you even get to know them. And it's very, very helpful.
I regularly rely on your outlooks for the day. And I've for myself, and I think that they're fun, or for the week, or for the month, what you offer. I have that page, and I'll regularly turn to that and read it. I think it's really interesting, definitely ancient, and it's wonderful, without a doubt. As far as being able to use anything beyond the birth card and the ruling card, I'm unable to. Like, I can look at what you've listed, you know, I can search out what.
Well, we offer a what we call a lover's profile report, which uses this system to compare two birthdays and tell you all the connections. This comes from my Love Cards book, okay? And it's extremely accurate and tells you what, not only what you're like in relationship and what your partner is like in relationship, but then how the two of you combine together. So, and they only cost like $20, so it's a very inexpensive thing that can give you a tremendous amount of information about a potential partner.
I understand. I was able to find a tremendous amount of information about potential partners, both of which have been favorable, and actually more than one has been favorable, but it was a matter of me discriminating between what I really want. You know, something could seem ideal, and yet, when you look at the idiosyncrasies and the potential compatibilities or conflicts. I'm not interested in conflicts anymore. And learning that way, it's time to celebrate joy and to allow the best to come out one another.
Well, you know, I don't even know if you're asking me a question or not. Are you?
Yes, I am, actually. I'm asking
what is the question, if you don't mind me asking?
Is what you think for a Ten of Clubs is the best love and match for me? I have the potential for King of Spades, which I think is, when I looked it up, it was ideal. I have a Jack of Hearts, so I thought was a potential. Both of which are wonderful cards as they, you know, as you have written in your book. But, you know, I'm not sure, you know, whether or not the idiosyncrasies that I'm observing are, you know, I just don't want to make another mistake again, that's all. I mean, they seem...
Well, knowing their birthday is not enough to tell you everything. You know, it's just too much. First of all, and if you've read anything that I've written on my website or on these shows when I talk about relationship, the first thing is really getting to know you better. I wouldn't even pretend to recommend or to say who's better for you until I really knew more about you and had you be aware of yourself, your own relationship patterns. You know, it's not just about finding the right person. See, it just doesn't work that way. Until we've looked at ourselves, there's no way to know who the right person is. We need to know ourselves intimately first. Like what we're like, what we're afraid of, what really sets us off. And what makes us happy. And then it's a lot easier than to sort of say, well, this is the kind of person that would really fit me better, see.
Right. I understand.
So, yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, you have lots of resources at your disposal, but the King of Spades is one that you're definitely compatible with, but they have issues, and you have issues. I think of the ones you mentioned, he's the best one, though, so far. Okay? But is he even wanting to get married? Because King of Spades have freedom issues. There's an issue.
I know that. Right.
So that could ruin the whole thing right there, no matter how compatible you are with him. If he's not willing to make a commitment, then it's just
a
waste of breath, you see.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's Capricorn, King of Spades, and then a Virgo, Jack of Hearts.
Well, you know, you have to first figure out who's even available for a relationship. That's number one.
Well, I agree. And that's, I definitely agree with you. And
I get the feeling this King of Spades is not. From just hearing your voice, what you're saying, okay?
So. I know.
And so if that's true, you shouldn't even be asking about him because he's off the plate. He's off the picture. He's not even in the running, you see. Yeah.
Well, I do see. That's kind of my sense as well. But I agree with that. But I wanted to confirm because if you just read the ruling cards, the birth card and compare it to mine,
it's not that every King of Spades is unavailable. I mean, some of them do get married, but you have to judge by knowing this person. You have to judge by your experience of them. You know, and say, well, what has he said to you? Does he say he wants to get married? That's a big thing. It's really easy to find out. All you got to do is just ask him, usually.
well, not necessarily. I mean, sometimes people don't always tell the truth if they want.
Well, King of Spades don't lie, usually. Okay? They're usually pretty honest.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear
Just ask him and see what he says, and you'll know more that way than by studying the cards.
Yep. I kind of have a tendency to be that way anyway, but I don't want to, somewhat
analytical, I would say.
Yes, I agree. That's why it's nice to ask somebody else.
Okay, well, listen,
really get into
we're sort of out of time, Colleen, so maybe we could pick this up on another show. I appreciate you calling, and I wish you well.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you very much, and I wish
night.
You well. You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
I would end the show by saying never give your power away to the cards, you know. Never let the cards, and I don't think she was anyway, actually, Colleen. I mean, she was obviously being very careful about what she was doing. But for everybody else out there, just never give your power to the cards. Always, you know, don't be afraid to ask some questions and find out what's really going on. That's better than depending on what a book might say about somebody. Okay. We're going to end our show as we always do by playing the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy it and have a pleasant sleep tonight and a fantastic week. I look forward to being here. We'll have another card class again next Monday night on the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Om Purvava Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayat Om Purvava Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayat Om Purvava Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayat Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodayat Om Purvava Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Grazie a Vimahi, Dio io natta chodaya.
Deva Sya Vimahi, Deyo Yonapra Chodaya.